cheio e não quero acabar.
Hi, I'm Manteiga from Batuk.
E Romagnolo from Batuk.
I am Spook from Batuk.
Gira, 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 gira.
The song is Jira. It's a word protest song, you know, like with all this violence that's happening, you know, the war. So it's a song that we had enough, the war must stop. Yeah.
And Jira means change.
Batuk, you're performing here in Paris as part of the Mama Festival. Electro music is the most popular music in France. It's the one that generates the most revenue, generates 17% of all music sales, and it's the most popular music for people between the ages of 18 and 34. So you're obviously in the right place.
Yeah, I'm buying a house here. So
I guess you're hoping everyone's going to be buying your new album, Musica de Terra. You're on a European tour, right? So what's been the reaction so far wherever you've been, Matiega?
It's been really exciting, really positive. We feel love from right across the continent, and it's super exciting, yeah.
You're all independent musicians, you've got your own projects, but you've come together with this collective called Batuk, and it's been described as a Pan-African collective. What do you mean by that, Spook?
The kind of primary goal is to travel through different African countries and collaborate with lots of artists. So people who've said that it's Pan-African, they mean because on the project there's Mozambican artists collaborating with Ugandan, Congolese, Sudanese, South African.
And using what, house music, electronic music, as a way of saying, in fact, that's common ground?
Yeah, we use, most of the time we use house music, but we also have styles like zouk and passada, you know.
What's passada?
Passada is a Mozambican genre, yeah.
It's like a lusophone genre, yeah. I mean. But we have interest in sharing rhythms and sounds and different languages and kind of fusing all of those different elements into our music.
Yeah, on songs there's five languages sometimes from five different countries. We just mix it up. There's no limits. That's why I don't think it's about house or about zouk or about anything. We do what comes naturally, and we like to collaborate and learn new things. So people bring, you know what I mean? There's points where we don't even know what language someone's speaking. Yeah. But we collaborate with them, they write, we write, and it comes together.
So some of the themes that we can find on this album?
African pride, romantic themes, anti-war themes, kind of strong feminist themes. Conservation and nature themes. Yeah, Musica de Terra, we talk about kind of where we are as a people in general. I think the whole album kind of deals with, you know, where we are as young Africans right now, with the state of different countries and society, politically, but also romantically, love, the way people view each other, sexuality. We deal with a lot of stuff. There's fun, there's pleasure, we talk about drugs, and drug culture, hedonism. So we discuss a lot of themes.
Overall, are you saying that African youth is in a good place or not a good place?
African youth is where the world is at. You know, there are very many positive things happening and very many negative things happening. It would be very simplistic to say it's good or bad.
One song is called Puta. I think that means whore.
Yes. It's about an experience that I had and where somebody sexually harassed me just while walking in the street. It's a protest song, speaking on behalf of almost every woman and girl, just saying stop. And yeah, I sing in Portuguese.
You're Mozambican, South African.
Yes, yes. So it's directed back at all these, you know, offenders, and to tell the woman to rise up and, you know, stand up for themselves.
Said okay, Spook the Batuk, it's not just about electronic music, but nonetheless there's a strong electronic feel in what you do, right?
It's more about means of production. So Eric and I are electronic music producers in terms of we might use a cello, but we wouldn't be playing the cello ourselves, and we would manipulate it and use it through MIDI. Okay. So you know what I mean? It's not about that bang, it's just how we work. And in South Africa, using electronic music as the means of production is, you know, hugely popular.
Hello. We came to turn you up with a little something. Shit.
Is it safe to say South Africa has become a kind of powerhouse for electronic music?
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, South Africa is one of the biggest consumers of electronic dance music.
Consumers and producers.
Yeah, and producers. I mean, there's a lot of songs. I mean, every day, I can say, if you can go travel South Africa, every day there's about more than 100 songs that have been produced by youngsters, you know, just from their own computers, laptops, yeah. It became a pop. House music is pop in SA. Yeah, you hear it everywhere, radios, bus stations, hospitals, maybe.
Yeah. but you might see very little children consuming it as pop music, and you might see an old lady consuming it as pop music. Yeah, because it's on our radio all the time. It's not like just for clubs.
I like to party, call me naughty, naughty, do it like, hey.
Hoje é sexta-feira, fazer qualquer maneira, quando drogas ficas feia. Maningue feia, poeira não anima. Eu já estou no clima quando drogas ficas feia.
Our culture and love for house has always been there, but most importantly, it's about dancing, music that you can dance to, because we've been dancing for hundreds of thousands of years. That's fundamental in our culture.
And what's the idea that through dance that you can overcome differences? Because let's be honest, it's not all peace and love in South Africa or neighbouring countries. We've seen violence between different ethnic groups. Are you saying that music can help to go beyond that?
Yes. I mean, a point of us mixing up these different cultures and languages is to show a unity and to expose people, to make people not say that those are the other people, but to say that those are my people as much, you know. But with dance, it's hugely personal thing. You can be in a club, you can close your eyes, and you can travel somewhere positive, I think.
Força, força, vamos força, força. Força, força, vamos força, força.
You know, we've got huge educational, health, whatever problems, and dancing isn't going to help that. But I think it's a positive expression and it's a healthy expression.
Which other one of the tracks can we listen to that you might like to say something about?
Yeah, Canta Minha Terra. That, for me, is a particularly magical track. I speak as if I'm a tree, you know, a willow tree in a forest. And it's very airy-fairy, if you'd like, but I think it's just super spiritual and just speaks about the connection to the earth and connection to culture and returning home and just, you know, being firm in your roots.
And it was a collaboration, as far as roots, it was a collaboration with Annette Nanducha, who's a Ugandan music legend, and on the album she's the eldest person that we worked with, along with the Grupo Zore. She's in her 70s, and her song is a kind of a motivation to Uganda as a land and calling on for, like, progress. And yeah, it's a really powerful song. It's a song for the land, Canta Minha Terra. Yeah, I love that song.
Spook, Ero, Carla from Batuk, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
one.